Well, I'm glad that we have Poppy Harlow back today after a brief hiatus because, boy, is there a lot to talk about. Record-breaking month November was, and not in a good way. Let's go to Poppy Harlow from CNNMoney.com in New York. Hi, Poppy.
Hey there, Reggie. Yeah, record-breaking in terms of the unemployment rate, the jobless claims that came in. Some bright news to share with you. Let's pull the big board up if we can and show you what stocks are doing right now. The Dow is up. There you go, 147 points nearly. The NASDAQ, the S&P in the green now. The reverse coming really in the last half an hour. The market was down about 200 points earlier in the day because of the bad news that I told you about. We're talking about more than 500,000 Americans filing unemployment claims last month alone. Take a look here. It's our headline, 1.9 million jobs. That's the number of jobs that have been lost in this country so far this year. It's really a staggering number. It doesn't even include the job losses we've heard about this week when we saw 33,000 job cuts. So let's go through what these numbers mean. Well, 1.9 million, that is more jobs lost just in the first 11 months of this year than were lost in the entire recession back in 2001 and 2002. It has brought our unemployment rate up to 6.7%, up from 6.5%. Some economists say that could hit 8% by the end of the year, Reggie. So dismal news. If you do have a job, you're probably wondering, how can I hold on to this job? We have a piece on our site that can help you with that. It's called Five Tips for Keeping Your Job. The first one is be visible. Let your boss know, hey, I'm there. The second one is don't be a maverick. It is
I'm writing these down, by the way.
Okay, good, Reggie. Me too. It's not the time to push the envelope. The rest of those are on our site. But as you can see, I mean, we know where the job cuts are coming. And I want to talk with the automakers here because, of course, the CEOs of Detroit's Big Three wrapped up their hearings on Capitol Hill today. And this is a map right here that shows you all the auto-related jobs in this country. And we pull up Michigan here, and that shows you 250,000 jobs in Michigan alone, nearly that number are auto-related jobs. This map is on CNNMoney.com. You can click on your state, see just how a failure of one or all of the big three automakers would affect people in your state, Reggie. So those are the big headlines today. What will the fate of the automakers be? And also, Reggie, of course, what will happen to the markets? I don't know. We're up almost 200 points right now. Maybe we'll end in the green.
That's very strange. And I'm glad that you brought up that map because that actually goes to what one of the members of Congress on the committee today was asking. She was trying to nail down, okay, what does this mean to the average person across the U.S.? And they're having a hard time answering the question as she was getting frustrated. So perhaps that'll help her and others too. Can you tell us a little bit about what we heard today, if they're making any headway on Congress with this bailout?
It's hard to tell because there's so much back and forth. The lawmakers are pushing them hard, saying, hey, if we're going to give you billions of dollars in a bridge loan or a bailout loan, whatever you want to call it, we want to see why you need it and just how much you need and what jobs depend on this. General Motors today adding on to that, Reggie, saying they're going to cut another 2,000 jobs. They're going to cut some shifts at three of their plants. I want to bring in some sound here, let you listen to some of the lawmakers. You'll see just how contentious it is. Take a listen.
This idea that it's late, guys, and you've got to pass it, you got to do it or nothing. I'm afraid a lot of people are overestimating the willingness of a goodly number of members of Congress to play chicken. And I think it would be a terrible game to experience that game of chicken and see the automotive industry go down because of it.
We need to encourage Americans to start buying cars again, and that is not in any of the plans. We should give Americans tax incentives, tax credits, to encourage them to buy cars. None of your plans has any statement, aside from one sentence on page 26 of GM's, about how we get the sales moving again.
So As you can see, Reggie, it's a very contentious issue. It seems like every lawmaker wants something different, but the hearings are now over, and we will see next week and possibly over this weekend if there is a bailout bill that will be considered by members of Congress. And again, the big question, if there is that bridge loan to the automakers, will it come from the money set aside by TARP, by that $700 billion bailout, or will it be new legislation and a separate amount of money? But we know the automakers are asking for $34 billion, Reggie.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see where this goes because our audience has, I've been looking at the emails pretty carefully today. They are really split on this issue.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the most recent CNN Opinion Research Corps poll said more Americans don't favor a bailout than
right.
do.
Six but out of ten don't want it.
Right. Yeah. There you go. So we'll see. But these lawmakers are answering to their constituents. But at the same time, they don't want to see millions of people lose their job.
All right. Poppy Harlow, we'll be watching carefully and checking in with you next week. Have a good weekend.
You